two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
And it's new this morning. We now have body camera footage from when Moab police talked to a missing woman and her boyfriend.
Was that what you were attempting to do?
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, Moab police were called by someone else who saw the couple fighting on the road to Arches National Park in their van. So police separated the couple and spoke to them about what was happening. Gabby Petito told the police that they were frustrated with each other and it had been a long trip.
What's going on? How come you're crying?
I'm just crying. We've just been fighting this morning. Personal issues.
This body camera footage came to us from ABC News. The officers separated Petito and Brian Laundrie for the night but did not file any criminal charges. That was August 12th. Her family last heard from her on August 24th. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The stepfather of Gabby Petito is now putting up flyers in hopes someone has seen her. KSL TV's Garner Mejia continues our team coverage in Wyoming, where park rangers are joining the search.
Police in Florida named Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, a person of interest. But apparently, Laundrie's still not talking to police. Officers say he returned to Florida on September 1st, but according to family members, he never called them. It's why Petito's stepdad, Jim Schmidt, is asking him to come clean. The other family members continue advocating in New York and Florida, where the investigation is being spearheaded.
Police in Florida say Laundrie has not made himself available to be interviewed by investigators. Here is Stephen Berlino, a lawyer for the Laundrie family.
At this time, none of the Laundrie family is going to issue a statement except through myself.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I've advised them that that's the way it needs to be.
Police in Northport are expected to hold a press conference later this morning around 10 o'clock local time. We'll bring that to you here as it starts.
In other news this morning, Salt Lake police are investigating a fatal auto-pedestrian crash near downtown. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details there. Heather?
Tim, it started as an argument over a television show near 900 West, 1000 North. Salt Lake Police Lieutenant Valencia says a couple were fighting about 11 p.m. last night and the girlfriend left the house. A short time later, the boyfriend heard a loud crash.
When he came out, he saw the girlfriend on the ground and a white vehicle leaving the scene at a high rate of speed.
Lieutenant Valencia says the female driver of the white car did return to the scene and is cooperating with police. He says there are no signs of DUI with the driver. The name of the victim has not been released, but she was 20 years old. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A car carrying two people went flying into City Creek Canyon from above late last night. Salt Lake City Police Lieutenant Dave Craycroft says it's a very serious crash.
A car apparently going at a high rate of speed westbound on 11th Avenue here didn't even attempt to make the corner at B Street. Went through the railing and into the canyon.
One person was thrown from the car and the other had to be pulled out. It's looking unlikely that one of the victims will survive.
Family of people either killed or injured in a tour bus crash in Utah back in 2019 are now suing the state, saying the road had a bad design. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
The NTSB investigation of the bus rollover near Bryce Canyon National Park found no issues with the road itself, but the families of the Chinese tourists killed or injured, they don't agree. They're seeking money for lost wages, medical bills, and emotional suffering. Now, they say the road didn't have enough warning signs. They say it needed a rumble strip and didn't have any room for error. UDOT hasn't yet commented on the lawsuit. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Four gold medal Team USA gymnasts say the FBI botched an investigation into former team doctor Larry Nassar, which allowed Nassar's abuse to continue. USA Today sports columnist and ABC News contributor Christine Brennan says the testimony has an impact.
To see these incredible women, especially Simone Biles, everyone just watched her 6 weeks ago in Tokyo and all that she went through there. And there she is in a Senate hearing room, bearing her soul, talking about being a survivor of Larry Nassar, the horrors. It's probably well into the hundreds and hundreds of people that he abused, sexually abused for years. It is a reminder that this never goes away, for them. And that means it shouldn't ever go away for us.
The gymnast testified yesterday in a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing about the abuse they suffered.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.